Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a business owner and you're married, your spouse is your business partner, whether they are involved in the operations of that business or not. So when a divorce occurs, the business of the business gets a little more complicated. Here to help us with that topic today is Stephanie Vokrell, a certified financial planner and founder of The Financial Knot, based in Columbia, South Carolina. She is also a certified divorce financial analyst. Today, she's in our studio. Stephanie, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
So first of all, give us a definition of a divorce financial analyst.
Yeah, so a certified divorce financial analyst is trained to assist clients through the financial side of divorce, so helping clients make a creative marital agreement.
Okay, so does this mean there has to be some neutrality here? You're helping both sides of the equation?
That's right. They do this openly, and it allows them to solve the problems together. So this will empower the couple and enables them to be creative in ways that traditional divorce just doesn't allow, because they are working together amicably and exchanging information freely. Working together fosters mutual care and support, so both parties possibly get more of what they want, especially when children are involved.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into what some of the hot topics are for business owners who are going through a divorce.
Sure. You know, there are wonderful entrepreneurs who have spent an enormous amount of time growing their business, so it's not hard to understand why they wince at the thought of their spouse, many times never having worked a day in the business, owning half of it, but that's the law. So this includes the growth of an asset during the course of a marriage. A common scenario that I see is, you know, businesses that are started before the marriage, but then most of the growth occurs during the marriage. In most situations, the business is going to be marital property, and therefore we have to be pretty creative about how we decide to handle this going forward.
And do you normally advise that the parties go out and get a formal business valuation done?
Sometimes. You know, as the financial neutral, I let the couple make this decision, how they want the business to be valued, what are they comfortable using. I let them know all of the options and they decide. So part of the discussion is, are they planning to go to court, right? So if they're not, do they really need that formal valuation that will hold up in court since they're working together? Now, this is where their legal counsel is very important, because each party needs to understand their rights. And if the couple isn't able to work together, it could very well go to court. So having a formal valuation may be necessary. Some couples are comfortable, though, with not having this, so we just let them decide. But many times, using the CPA and I can come up with a pretty good valuation if the couple is comfortable with that. Another consideration, you know, is the cost, Mike, because the cost for a formal business valuation is anywhere from, on average, $5,000 to $20,000 or more, just depending upon the business.
All right, we've got just about a minute left. Share with us what else a business owner needs to know if a divorce is happening.
Sure. They really need to think about expenses, because some of the expenses in the business can be added back for the business valuation, and so that's important to think about. The second item they should consider is how they want to split that business, because South Carolina law is equitable distribution, and typically that's a 50-50 split. So we can do this, you know, one of three ways. You look at taking cash out of the business to buy them out. The second way is to continue to own it together. Or the third way is sell the business and split the proceeds. The first option can create stress, because a lot of times you don't have that large amount of cash laying around. So you can use the strategy of using some type of a note to pay the spouse out. The second option I typically don't see clients use that much, because continuing to work together, just they are ready to split it and go their separate ways and make a clean break. So the last item that business owners need to consider is their buy-sell agreement. Not only should the buy-sell agreement deal with death or disability, but it also needs to deal with divorce. I've had a lot of these recently, and unfortunately, the language just doesn't even deal with divorce.
Do you find most business owners even have a buy-sell agreement?
Sometimes not. That's a very good point.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you.
Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner and founder of The Financial Knot, based in Columbia, South Carolina. She's also a certified divorce financial analyst. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.